Welcome to this week's edition of Film Room Friday. In a late night last night after the Thursday night NFL Network game, and got in here early this morning and broke down some film. And this is my cave. This is where I watch film every week. Nice little small room, and got a nice little setup in here. And this week's edition, we're going to focus on the game last night, and obviously the mistakes that were made early on in that ball game hurt this football team. And this was the first one. This is the long pass here that was intercepted by cornerback Aaron Ross. And I'm going to slow this down because what can't happen on this play is Terrence Knighton, here he comes in. There's a target range on a quarterback, and you've got to think of armpit down to about the waist, and that's the target. And Terrence ends up hitting Andrew Luck right about head high, and that negates the interception here by Aaron Ross. And with a team that's struggling, having negative plays impact early in the game are never good. This play here is the catch by LaRon Robinson. Turns, gets up the field, and he had a nice game. But when you turn the ball over early, it's never a good thing. And also, nice awareness by the Colts defender here, because the ball comes out, and here's the boundary. Watch his awareness with his feet. See how he pulls him in? He knows that if his feet get out of bounds there, that will not be ruled a recovery. So nice awareness by him. Now, defensively in this ballgame, a couple things that I did not like. This was a completion to the boundary to Reggie Wayne. And Reggie Wayne, a salty veteran, he's down. But he's never down. See the knee down? He's never completely down until he's tagged. And two of the Jaguar defenders, Chris Pruszynski and Aaron Ross, have to have the awareness that you've got to tag Reggie Wayne down. And Reggie Wayne actually dives forward for the first down, and then he's tagged. Nice awareness by him. Now, Reggie Wayne is truly one of the great wide receivers in the National Football League, and he had a matchup against Derek Cox on this play. And watch what happens. Here's Reggie Wayne, bottom of the screen. There's Derek Cox. And watch how he gets Derek Cox turned around with a subtle little move. He's up the field straight. You see that where he plants the foot? Now, watch what happens when he plants that foot, turns to the inside. It spins Derek Cox around, and then when he spins around, he puts on the brakes and then breaks to the out route. Truly one of the great receivers in the game, and that's why his stats say so. Obviously, he's one of the top 15 all-time in receptions and everything else. Now, you can't have plays like this. Aaron Ross, cornerback, goes underneath the wide receiver. When you go underneath the wide receiver, you have to make the play because you have nobody behind you. You have no safety help behind you. If you go underneath, you got to make the play. And obviously, he doesn't make the play, and it's a big completion for the Colts there. Offensively in this ballgame, we actually showed this last week about three downs with Matt Stafford and the Detroit Lions and Calvin Johnson. When you get defenders off sides, which happens here, the Colts defense jumps off sides into the neutral zone, it's third and two, it's a free down. And the quarterback has to have the awareness that on a free down, the ball's got to go deep. And in this instance, Blaine decides to throw the route that was the play that was designed for, which is fine if there was no offsides. But if there is an offsides, throw it here, because even if it's not complete, you know you've got the defense offsides and you've got a conversion on the third down. So that instance, you got to throw it deep. Free down, throw it deep, and live for another play. Now, I loved the play design that Bob Gronkowski had in this ball game. LaRon Robinson was lined up left, and they were completing a lot of balls right in here, little quick hitches. And this is a two-minute situation. And they ran about three of these plays on this drive. You know, he just runs up the field. It's like a stick route. Runs up the field about 6 yards, stops, turns around. The ball's completed. Ends up getting out of bounds. Nice completion, stopping the clock. Well, here's the compliment to that. This play, there's the defensive back, same scenario. And he's going to give him the impression he's going to run the same type of route where he's stopping at about 6 yards. But that's not what it is. It's actually the stick or go or the double move, whatever you want to call it. And he has to interfere with LaRon Robinson. Great play design there by Bob Gronkowski. The other thing that I did like in this ball game, Cecil Shorts certainly is getting better and better and better week after week. And here he is at the top. And this play actually, it doesn't work because the defense covers it very well. And when they cover it very well, sometimes you've got to what they call playing above the X's and O's. Quarterbacks and wide receivers just have to adjust. Watch this adjustment by Cecil Shorts and Blaine Gabbert on this play. because the defensive back reads the route. He's right on top of it. He's thinking pick six, because this is actually after the pick six had happened. Blaine stays patient. Cecil just adjusts a little bit up the field, finds a little hole between the corner that jumped the route and the safety that was over the top, and it turns into a big play for the Jaguars. You need more of that going forward, certainly for the Jaguars. I hope that this team gets better, and I believe that they will. But right now, they're struggling. And you got to have more of those type of plays, the positive plays, and less of the early plays, like the penalty, and then also the fumble by LaRon Robinson, for this team to have success.